Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Tumbledryer. How the fuck are you? I've missed yous loads. I sound like fucking Coldplay. Jesus, what do you call lemons? Anyway, how the fuck are yous? I'm well, I'm good, I hope you're good. It has been a wee while. I've been so busy working and doing life and all that sort of shit. But I'm back with another episode, and loads of episodes are now lined up and on their way to be recorded and coming your way. So thank you so much for your continued support, even over this last year and a bit that I've been doing this fabulous little podcast. I do appreciate everyone that has been listening along the way. This week I am joined by one of Dublin's finest fabulous drag queens. She's been doing drag now for 20 plus years and is still going strong. We have loads to talk about in this episode. And, of course, I hope you are ready to have a listen and enjoy. We were joined together, of course, by the magic of Zoom. We were miles apart, but we were both in the same room via computer like dirty bastards. It was fantastic. Thank you very much again, guys, for listening each week or each time an episode comes out. I really do appreciate it. But without further ado, please enjoy this episode this week. Hi, hi, hi.
Hello, Roxy. How are we, my love?
I am very well. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We are in Zooming from miles away.
Miles away. There is a small delay. I can hear it. So I'm going to try not over-talk you because I am motorized by Bell for sure.
Oh, don't worry. I think once it actually saves itself and everything goes through the editing, I think we're okay, but we should be good. We should be good. But yes, thank you very much for coming on. It's so good to have you. I'm loving your background. I can see an image, but everybody else will not see anything. But her house is absolutely beautiful. There's like a 10-inch dildo in the background. She's sitting here. She's wearing a wedding dress right now and crying, but I'm like,
too soon, bitch. Too soon.
Well, that's something for pride. We're not going to tell those lies. No, tell nobody nothing.
It's actually a 14-inch dildo, by the way, not 10.
Oh, so, sorry. See, for the distance in the camera, I can't really tell length and measurements. But so, how the hell are you? Are you good? Are you well? What's going on?
I'm good. This is my third podcast of the day, but this is the one that I was excited for because I'm ready to talk some shit. Let's talk some shit.
Oh, I love talking shit. It's like, this is the podcast of tangents that people just are like, I love that you're talking about something. And then 20 seconds later, you're totally in the opposite direction. I'm like, yep, that's me. That's how I do it.
Yeah, we're going to start. Okay, so fuck, marry, kill all your sisters in Belfast. Let me see who we have. No, I'm just kidding. I'll let you ask the questions.
We will get that later on. I'm going to ask you some serious shit. We did before it started recording. I asked some questions. It was very funny. We can't tell that now because so many people are offended.
Exactly.
If you want to know what the questions were, just send us a DM on Instagram and some money. But tell us this, Miss Victoria's Secret, how the hell did you become Victoria's Secret? And I remember Victoria's Secret whenever I first started drag, and you are half the secret now.
Oh my God, and it's not Ozempic, can you believe it?
No, it even existed. You became Miss Slim, but I can remember.
Oh my God.
Right back, it was like, wow. When did you start drag? How did it come around?
I think it's 20 years ago, so let me see. I'm 41 now. Oh no, it's probably 21 years then. I think I started when I was 20. I haven't made a big deal about, you know, 20 years or anything like that because honestly I couldn't give a fuck. But I also didn't think I'd still be doing drag. I went to like art college. I've told this story a lot, so I'm going to send the, like, do the shorter version. But like, essentially, I think I thought that coming out was going to be a really big thing. And in art college, nobody gave a fuck. And there was people in my courtyard in art college who were like juggling, and everyone was just far more interesting. And I genuinely think I went and saw a bit of drag and I thought, right, well, let me do a bit of drag in college. I booked Veda Panty and Dolly, only because Shirley wouldn't respond to my emails.
Oh.
We've laughed about that since. She was like, oh, I was so busy. I was like, girl, fuck off. You didn't want to come to the college and do the gig. I know you didn't.
Telly bingo. She was busy doing that telly bingo shit.
Oh, she was booked and blessed. But anyway, so they came out to the college, and then the next time we were doing a drag show, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go. I had picked a couple of different names. At that time, I mean, I'm talking to Roxy Tumbledryer, it goes without saying, the names were not glamorous, do you know what I mean? We weren't picking names who were going to be Googleable, Instagram gorgeous. It was about being a bit stupid and being a dickhead. And I was either going to be Joanna Ride or Victoria's Secret.
Joanna Ride exists, or did exist, didn't she?
She did. I don't. Maybe she still exists. I haven't seen her, which me seeing her does not make her drag valid or not. There you go. That's my 2025 answer. But what I would say is I pissed her off at one point because I said I was almost Joanna Ride, and thank God I didn't pick that name. And apparently she was very annoyed. I'm like, no, girl. Like, could you imagine me as Joanna Ride? Like, I'm not a Joanna Ride kind of girl. Like,
No,
I'm just not her. But
he doesn't give that. But
yeah.
you can actually remember she was rough, quite rough.
I don't think she was in reality, but I think her character was
That's like,
supposedly,
I think so, like a rough girl and all that. And Joanna Ride, Jesus, the blast in the past, the Bebo days type takes you back. Like, do you remember her on Bebo?
Top nine, girl. Who's in your
Oh,
top nine?
top 16. Is that sort of, I'm like, oh, when you moved somebody, there was murder.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
why did you move me from 4 to 5?
Murder.
Is that like, is that?
Oh, murder. And like now, like everyone's like looking for bits of tea, but the real tea was back then when somebody was no longer in your tops on Bebo and everyone's like whispering, going, oh, what happened between them?
What
You
happened to
know,
them?
good times.
They've been removed from their top 16. They're no longer other halves on Bebo. What's going on? I'm like, yeah, big. Now you just have to sort of look at comments and likes and see who's, and, or I just go and report everybody for nudity. I'm like, that's how I show people I don't like them. I'm like, report, report, report,
Wait,
report for
hold
nudity.
on. I think you called me skinny 5 minutes ago, and I really didn't make enough of a moment of that. So, let's just bask in that for one more second. I'm just kidding.
Yes, I was about to say yes. When you, when I can remember Victoria's Secret, she was, there was no secret. She was a larger lady.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've been like really working on my old fitness. Well, a breakup did help. That was a good starting point. And then, like, you lose whatever stone of a person that you were with before, and then you lose a bit yourself, and then all of a sudden I found myself spinning all the time. I had this like wild anxiety, so I was going spinning to try and just like work it out in different ways. And lo and behold, at the age of 40, I realized I don't hate the gym. Why have I hated the gym all this time? So now I'm going somewhere in the region of like 4 to 7 times a week, which is
God, I can.
not on my bingo card.
I can never get into the gym. There's just I would love something we could, you can buy Ozempic. Is there like a drug you can take that actually gives you the, I want to go there. I can just, I remember going to a personal trainer for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I was like, meh, can't be arsed. But it's like, I feel slim inside.
That's not what I heard. I heard you're much, much more inflated inside. There you go.
Yeah, I'm a fat bitch inside. I'm like, bah. No, I've been being good myself recently. I thought, fuck it, why not? Things actually fit me now, and I'm buying new shit. Love going on Shein and buying some shit. It's one of my favorites.
Isn't that the wildest part? That's so, like, just that you say that, like, the t-shirt that I'm wearing today and the shorts that I'm wearing, like, last summer I couldn't get them closed. I couldn't get the shorts on, and the t-shirt was like not my friend. And I put it on this morning, and I was like,
The T-shirt was giving tits. Do you ever have a
I
T-shirt?
mean, listen,
Like, wow, that's, even
tits,
though there's
like,
tits, it's like, that's giving me a little bit of breast there. We're gonna get a different size up.
Katie fucking Price, that was who I was last summer. But like, and then I was putting on this morning, and I was like, okay, I need a new belt. I need a belt though. Anyway, but I'm probably boring you to talk about
Not at all. I love
clothes
that. I
that
love
are
that.
now.
I love that feeling because I bought so much stuff. My body is like an accordion. It's like, being played by Romanian.
Me
I
too.
can either go from fucking big bitch to small bitch. It's kind of like in the winter, you throw a couple of pound on for heat. Summer, slim down, be gorgeous. It just, so many wardrobes, like fat bitch shit and slim bitch shit, and just sometimes you can fuck a belt around.
Yeah.
Go, let's go. This is sorted.
100%. Like, I'm not throwing out any of my bigger clothes. They're staying. I mean, I hope I never see them again. But Roxy, let's be real. As you said, I have been an accordion throughout my 41 years. I'm not buying that shit again. Leave those oversized hoodies in there, and we'll layer up in winter if we need to.
The oversize is in now. Everybody loves a bit of, so yeah, I love a bit of oversize. Bigger, drapier, great. I'm all in about that.
See, I have a massive head, rock. So like, it sounds awful unless I'm wearing something fitted. I kind of just look like I did a year ago. So I'm like, no, none of this oversized shit.
Size that fucking head. So we were saying you started drag. See, this is where the tangents go to, which I love.
Oh,
You started
yeah.
drag in art college, and of course, Queen of Ireland, Panty, was there. You had Veda as well, giving her a bit of,
Yeah.
that is work. And so you're going to be, Joanna Ride, but how, so did you settle on Victoria's Secret, or did it take a little bit longer to get to there?
I kind of didn't. I went and did Vegas show. I did the first show was Victoria's Secret. I still wasn't like set on it. Also, at that time, there was no Victoria's Secrets in Ireland, the shop. And also, Google didn't really wasn't really a big thing. So it's not like I could Google Victoria's Secret around the world and see if there was many Victoria's Secret drag queens. I've yet to meet another one, but I went and did. But I'm sure there are. I went and did Veda's show, and the girls were there, and then I can't remember who was there. And I was like, "Well, this is what I was," and like, "But I'm not sure. Should I be Joanna Ryde? Is that like kind of funnier?" And they were like, "No, stick with Victoria. You're more of a Victoria." And I like the first name Victoria. I'm into it. I mean, I sometimes get embarrassed saying my name is Secret. I get embarrassed saying that. It's so dumb. It's ridiculous.
Do you know what? I actually agree with you. Some people, I think now as I get older, I'm now like, used to be like Roxy Tumblejar. Now people go, "What's your drag name?" I'm like,
Yeah, I
"Is
want
that
to die sometimes. I'm not gonna
Roxy?" And then they go, "Are you that washing machine girl?" And you get all these different.
lie.
I'm like, "Yes."
It's fine in the gay bar, but then, like, if we're working with a brand and, like, the brand is like, "Oh, and this is," and they introduce you, "This is Victoria's Secret," and you're like, "Oh, okay, yeah, it is. It really is."
No, that sounds a hell of a lot better, especially working for brands, than "Please welcome Roxy Tumbledryer." I'm like, "What?" Like, "Roxy." Just, I think it may take away the, I don't know, Roxy T, T for testosterone. I don't know. But I really,
Yeah.
oh, people go, "Why Tumbledryer?" I'm like, "Why not?" And it does, as soon as you type it, like TUM on, or TUMB on Facebook, my name just appears straight away. So it kind of might be a good thing. I'm like, meh.
Yeah, we like searchability.
Marketing bitch. I'm like, right, find me. Find me more gigs. Give me more money. Fuck's sake. I'm sitting in my drag room right here looking at all my stuff, going, Jesus fucking Christ. So yeah, you that sort of kicked off. So you've done Veda's show Wednesday nights in the George, of course.
Yeah. And
And
like, if I'm being honest, like, we when we started doing drag, how many years are you now?
I've been doing coming on 16 years, maybe 17.
So when you started doing drag and I started doing drag, it wasn't because we were gonna like, "Oh, we're gonna have this big career." Like, we wanted to do drag. You know, like, we wanted to have a laugh. We wanted to like get up on stage. And again, it wasn't even that serious either. And like, I was awful for so long. Like, I'm so surprised the girls let me stay around, because I really was like, I'm not a dancer. I've been faking it my whole career. But even the work career would never have been, like, I would never have used that word. "Oh, this is going to be my career." And I often think that the girls who are starting now should almost be a little bit jealous of when we started, because we got to go and have fun and be messy and like not take it too seriously. And I don't know if people who are starting it now either feel allowed to or even know that that's an option, because it doesn't have to be so serious straight away.
Yeah, I think now because of Drag Race, a lot of people just start drag because it's like, I want to be on Drag Race. I'm like, that's not the be all and end all of drag. As you said, when we sort of started it was because you wanted to do drag. I wanted to entertain and have a laugh, and I really wanted to do it. Like, still to this day, people go, "You should be on Drag Race." I'm like, no, thank you. I'm absolutely grand without it. I don't need it. I don't want it because the people that watch it are fucking insane. The comments online
Which, you know,
are crazy.
totally. You need a thick skin for sure. There was one point that I did want to do it for sure, and now I'm in this moment where like I don't want to do it, but do I regret not getting the opportunity to do it at the time that I wanted to do it? The reality is, it's not the easiest thing to do and go and make a lot of money from afterwards anymore, you know, and that's the real tea that like is not really spoken about, which is, just because you get on it and go and spend 20 grand doesn't mean you're guaranteed to go and earn 20 grand. And that's scary. That's super scary that queer people are spending all that money and not knowing the outcome, unless they're in like a really safe position, or they can make their own garments, they can do their own hair. And can I fuck? I hate sewing. I made one costume and never sewed it again. Like, I'm all thumbs and two left feet.
I cannot sew, I cannot do wigs, but I will pay any motherfucker to do them for me. So if anybody sews or makes, does a wig, please get in touch with me. I love you. And Victoria too. Tell us both. We will order everything you have. Because all of my supporting businesses, I will put it all on me and then do what I do with it. But I just always watch wig making videos and, or wig styling videos and go, that looks easy. I do it and it looks like it's been sexually assaulted. And I go,
Yeah, I tried during the pandemic, and like I did several wigs and they all fell apart. And I feel like if I had kept going, I could have mastered it, but I just don't have any interest. I actually hate doing makeup. I hate getting into physical drag. Love being on stage. Love connecting with an audience. Love taking it off. But the physical act of getting into drag and doing makeup is hell to
Yeah,
me.
that is exactly the same as me. I hate getting ready. The idea of getting ready sometimes puts me off. I'm like, I don't want to do this. But once I'm ready and once I'm out on, oh, yes, perfect, great, and take it all off. Is there a stage in your getting ready that I find this, and I find with a couple of people, is there a stage in the point of getting ready where you just look up and go, there's Victoria's Secret? Or like, I this is it? Because there's times I'm getting ready at a certain point, I'm like, there she is, and I feel a bit like more like right that the energy's kicked in rather than like fuck this.
I think once the lash and the hair is on, that's only when I feel it. But
Right.
without either of those things, no. And dare I say, I feel less in drag when I'm not wearing a waist cincher. Again, we come from an era of drag that we were not trying to show body. I'm still not trying to show anybody, to be honest. Like, I mean, actual skin. None of us were at that time. Now, there's definitely like a movement in, different types of drag, and some of them are really trying to show body and congrats. Also, I fucking hated my body at the time, so I wasn't trying to feature it in any way.
Yeah, we're
But
not gonna. I've never.
I.
Right? I'm very well covered up, or it's all an illusion. But you'll never see like
Yeah.
my body. Here's my tits. Absolutely not.
I remember Bag of Chips was doing an ad for like Heinz Beans or one of the beans companies. And they're like, the people that love to be offended by like drag were like going, oh, this is ridiculous, like beans and kids and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I looked at the ad and I was like, she is literally featuring her face of skin and her hands. She is the most covered up drag queen going. There's nothing sexualized about this in any way. Except the language that you're using to describe what it is. So, where's the issue? But
And people
they
are
just love to
crazy.
be
They're like,
offended.
children are watching this. I'm like, and what? They probably don't give a fuck. They're on their phones. They don't give a shit about a drag queen with fucking beans. And it's always, I always say, it's the ones that shout the loudest have the much to fucking the most to hide, because they're always like, oh, look who's been caught by predators online at their door. It's like, you've been talking to children. I just my bullshit, motherfucker. They're always caught. It's brilliant. I love it. I just said, like, ha ha ha, come up and this motherfucker.
They're also the ones in the DMs. They are like lots of them are in the DMs to like the drag queens and the dolls and
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Do you still
or
get.
20 years ago they were in the clubs like.
Are we in the clubs now? It's like, hey, in the messages, do you have Snapchat? I'm like, I'm not a 16-year-old girl. No, I don't. Do you still get many messages? Do you ever get what's been your weirdest crack up would have cracked on? Do you? I love these stories. These are some of my favorites.
So my favorite thing with like messages from, sorry, unsolicited messages from random straight men
Pervert.
is they just assume that you're gonna want to fuck them. They assume that you are, and like the reality is most of them have not even shown you a picture, and they're speaking to you like you're so mad for their dick, and I'm like,
And it's
no,
always the ugly
like.
dick. When they show you it, it's a fucking a car crash of a dick. I'm like, did a dog literally chew that and shit it out? It's ugly, and they always look
I
like
know.
always a potato.
My favorite though is to straight away tell them, even when I'd seen them, like, oh, you're not my type. And they're like, no, I'm hot, I'm really hot. I'm like, no, I'm not interested. Or I don't do stuff in drag or like, which like, honestly, I just want to break them a little bit because their male fucking brain that they have, which thinks everyone wants to have sex with them, is so fucking fragile. And then they say, well, you've never even seen me. And I say, oh no, she's slid in all the girls' DMs. Do you not think we all talk? I've seen your photos, don't worry. I was like, you're not my type at all. You're like the opposite of my type. And they fucking die. And the reality is, I have not seen anyone's photos. We don't trade photos. I just want them to like fuck off, essentially, because I'm not on Instagram to try and get with Mary's husband from, south of Dublin.
There's so many of them sometimes that are just like, hey, her. And I just know straight away. I'm like, nope. Or it's usually taxi drivers are like, so, and I'm like, no. I always sit in the back, usually behind them. So the guy, I'm like, take me to where I want
Now,
to go.
don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There was definitely a moment or two throughout the years, but
Well, yeah,
not in a very, very, very long time.
one or two where they're good looking. You're like, well, but usually, no. I'm like, get the fuck. I'm going home to take this shit off.
Yeah, fully.
But I actually was thinking about memories today about you used to work in the Dragon Bar as well when it was in Dublin. And it was both open. That was the one with that mad as fuck scaffolding stage. I was like, what the hell was that?
Do you know what though? Again, I told you I have two left feet, and I've really had to learn to figure out how to be on stage where it looks like I'm really dancing and I'm not. Like people would say to me, "Oh, sure, you dance like you're a dancer," and I'm like, "No, bitch, I'm really not. I learned how to fake it." And but the dragon, the beauty of that stage was it was kind of like a long walkway, so you really could just do a lot of walking left to right. And to
That's
a
it.
drag queen avoiding dancing. Jesus, that's fucking beautiful.
That's me too. I'm not a, I can move bits and pieces, but I love a good walk and bop, 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 bop. This way, walk down steps, a little bit of
Yeah.
something. Oh, that's it. It's easy as fuck. But I remember who was the queen that was doing, I think it was the Ringmaster's Drag Race, Paul Ryders, and she fell off the scaffolding. Who was the, do you remember that?
Yeah, what was her name?
Oh. It was actually today when I was speaking with Rusty. She was like, "Do you remember the girl that fell from the scaffolding?" I'm like, "Yes." And then
Yeah,
just
what was
continued
her
on with her
name
number.
though?
Like, fell from, I don't know how high it was, but literally then just went, "Don't get up," and continued on. I was like, "What the fuck was that?"
I was there that night, and that was the scariest thing. I mean, from what I remember, she was telling people that she was a bit more of a circus queen, and she wasn't like, similar to the other lip syncing queens. And the reality was, she did do her own stunts, so she wasn't fully wrong. However,
Detail.
yeah, she fell off. Oh, Shannon O'Hara, that's what it
That
is.
is it. Oh my God, is she still around? We know. Probably not.
I believe she's not doing drag. I'm not going to say her facts because it's her own story, but I believe that she's still part of the community, yes.
Oh, very good. I see many drag queens come and go, and you never know. Like, and then they go, "I'm back," and I'm like, "From where? Tell me more. Where have you been?" I
Oh.
love that
Isn't
one.
that your favorite though? When they're like, I'm quitting drag, and then like 3 or 4 months later, they're like, "Oh, do you think I should come back?" And like, firstly, you do you. I don't care. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely.
if you're my good sister, we would have stayed in contact all the time anyway. But like, however, no, that's not fully truth. I would very much like if Bunny O'Hare came back, but
Oh, everyone asks this, even up in
yeah.
Belfast, like, "Where's Bunny?" I was like, "We don't know. She stopped doing drag."
And we don't see her or hear from her. So, Bunny, you are missed. We would love to see you back in a wig and the heels on stage. I know she's doing great work with Belong To, and that's her focus now. But God, I really enjoyed doing shows with her over the years.
I actually, it was Bunny that actually really taught me a lot about drag and took me sort of under her wing. Whenever I first started, I was kind of like, "Wow, right, great, ooh!" And then she was doing
She
the
would be horrified to hear that,
up. Now what have I become? I'm like, I'm a cunt. I remember coming down to Panty Bar and doing the Hutch, and I think it was a Tuesday night downstairs, with so many crazy acts. It was just like, well, the things I did whenever I first started.
So fun.
It was, but it was so fun. It was great, and that's how I sort of learned and became the bad bitch that I am.
So fun, and I miss all those little random nights because, like, I don't know, like it definitely, we're in an era that many people take drag very seriously. And I mean, sometimes I do, but I still think I can be silly and have fun with the girls,
I love having a laugh. It's all about having a laugh because it is a job, but at the end of the day, it's very uncomfortable. It's very long. It's very sore. I really need to have a laugh with bitches backstage because that's what keeps me going as well. Like, say, for example, we're doing a show. I'm like, "Let's have a drink. Let's fucking have a laugh." And we're like, have the crack keep going, slagging, because then that keeps you full of energy. But if there's no crack backstage, holy fuck, get me out of there.
I know, I know. And that is why, and I think that's a really important thing to mention for anyone who wants to start drag. If you want to work and you want to stay like being booked, your backstage vibes are really something to be aware of. People want to work with people that they are having fun with and like connect with. And I don't know, it's almost like your bedside manner. And I think that's a real big lesson. But yeah, I just miss going in and being silly. But also now, we're coming into Pride Month in Dublin, and I mentioned to someone that I haven't got a holiday booked, and they were like, "Oh, but like, you've so many fun things coming up for Pride." And I'm like,
That's
Okay, but are you excited about going into your office every day?
yeah.
I was like, because I'm about to work very intensely, and I'm really excited to do lots of those things. But they're not. That's not a holiday. That's not a break. That's not like all fun and games.
There's a
There's
lot.
loads of hard work that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
get up in the mornings. You got to get ready. You got to hose. There's a lot. It's not like, ah, this is great fun. People that attend these things love it, but for us back
Yeah.
behind the scenes, Jesus Christ, the amount of work goes into stuff that you have to do for these events. And then when
Yeah.
it comes to actually going on holiday, it's like, I'm logging
I
out. I'm putting
know.
off my fucking tits. God bless. I love it.
Yeah, oh,
For
can't
holiday.
wait for a fucking holiday, girl. Oh,
Oh,
stick
amazing.
me in the sun and just keep flipping me every now and then so I come home nice and tanned.
Just rooted. Where are you going on your holidays? Anywhere nice? Nowhere.
That's the thing. I haven't booked a thing. So I'm talking about this holiday that doesn't even exist, but
Oh well,
I
it's
know that.
holiday. I'm even talking about one here in June, and I'm like, where am I going? I don't know, but it may be somewhere. I don't know, but I'm just gonna fuck off for a couple
I
of
mean, in the words of Jessica Lynn, darling, hold my hand, but like,
days.
I don't know. I just know that once it gets to September, I really quieten down and I plan on going somewhere for 2 weeks and just fucking off and disconnecting and having a fucking messy old time.
Absolutely. Gran Canaria, Torremolinos, anywhere, somewhere fab. I don't know. Go to Turkey, get come back with everything fake and fabulous. Although Turkey's very expensive now. It's like meh.
Where's good, that's gay at the moment. Like, I think I got stitches at the end of August. I went to Gran Canaria last October. I swore I never would go again because I OD'd on it. And then I went back in October after not going for like years. And I was like, oh, that was really fun. I actually had a good time. So I would go back again.
I enjoy Gran Canaria. Torremolinos is very good. We've got a really good gay scene there. Loads of bars with the stuff. And it's really opened up now in this past like year and a bit. It's fabulous. I think Rusty and myself are going there too at some point.
Any discount codes for the flights, no?
Yes, it's NE1 for ABJ. Let's pop that in anywhere at all.
This guy that I hooked up with about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I'm gonna say maybe let's go with six.
Okay, well,
Works
hold that quick
four.
second, because I'm not paying for the Zoom, we have to stop the call and then restart it again. So we will take a short break in the episode. We'll be back in just a second as we have some money, and we'll speak to you all shortly.
The perfect Sunday afternoon out at the Balmoral Hotel Belfast, featuring the fabulous Drag Brunch Bunch with Roxy Tumble Dryer, Pauletta Stiletta, and Trudy Scrumptious. Expect a drag-filled, fun-packed afternoon full of fabulous drag, lots of comedy, and of course, fabulous giveaways as well. Grab your tickets now at the Balmoral Hotel socials, and we will see you there.
Welcome back to another episode of the Laundry Room Podcast. I'm joined by Dublin's baddest bitch, Victoria's Secret, or should I say.
Oh my God. I'm the least baddest bitch. I'm literally so uncool. I'm obsessed.
Dublin's biggest secret, Victoria's Secret.
Oh my
So before we
God.
moved to the break, we were talking about everything and anything, but you did say before the pandemic you were hooking up with a guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me
Anyway,
about.
we stayed in touch. What kind of? I hadn't talked to him in ages, but I we like he replied to my story recently. I was like, oh God, I really need a holiday. But yeah, he works for one of the airlines, but they don't fly out of Dublin. He's like, oh, I'll hook you up with free flights. And bitch, you know me, like I will take anything. If it's going for free, I'll be there. And I was like,
Popular.
oh, they don't even fly out of Belfast, I don't think either. But yeah, oh, to find like that's the next, actually no, what is the next goal? Next fella, real rich, close to death. That's the goal.
Some of my money. I just want a relationship. I haven't had many in my life. So my life sounds so sad. But I'm just kind of like, right, I'm at that point now. I'm like, okay, we're doing everything else. We're working. We're doing drag. We're enjoying that. Any new decades? Just somebody that is chill, that wants, that doesn't. I don't know. I think a lot of people think that we are in drag 24/7, and it's like, no, baby. If you think that, you're crazy. I'm like, this is the last I have on me right now. It's only on for the time that I need it, and then it's off, and it's in a room.
Yeah.
Not even mine's in a room in the house. You have it in a fucking in a room halfway across the city.
Yeah, totally. I think people's perceptions of drag is skewed. I don't know what that is, whether like they just have their own perceptions or whether it is something they saw on TV, like what is that, Smuggy Queens, was it? I was like, they're in drag an awful lot. Where is the gigs? Like, what are they doing? Like, because where's the reality of this?
I did find that very funny though. I don't.
Did you? I didn't, but I don't know if I'm like a sitcom-y type person anyway, though.
There was bits that were funny, some bits so, but it was the mum or the ma'am or whatever it was always in drag. I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah.
I think that was the joke, but I'm still like, we're not like that. Like,
No.
as soon as that shit is over, I'm gone. Like,
Yeah.
I finish
Yeah.
on a Saturday night at 10 p.m. Most weeks I stay for a drink after and we have a laugh, but sometimes I'm like 10, gig finishes at 10, and at 10:25 I'm getting into the back of a taxi with a wig in my hand. Bye.
Yeah,
Boom.
fully. Like, I tend to, like, some of our shows are short and some of them are, like, longer. But during, like, the last number, if I'm not in it, or even if I am just before it, I'm breaking those nails off while the, like, host is saying, I'm doing that. As soon as I'm trying to walk up the stairs, I'm popping the glue at the side of my wig. It's so warm. It's so uncomfortable. It's so warm. And I sound like a
This
real
time
nun
of
saying that.
year, 100%. At this time of year, people are still like, "Oh, you're gorgeous, great," and I'm like, "You have no idea the anger that's inside me right now." And like Saturday passed, the heat,
Yeah.
fucking crazy. I had lots, just lots going on, lots to carry, lots to organize, and I was just not in the fucking mood to be dressed up as a tit. And I was like, "Ah!" As soon as the gig was done, I was out. I was gone. It was a good night. This week, I think we will approach this situation differently. I'm going to bring an extra fan.
Okay, clever.
We're cool, we're calm, we're collected, and I'm going to have an extra few drinks before I leave the house as well because it's warm and I don't give a shit.
I don't know if that helps. I'm perpetually late by like 10 minutes anyway. And
Right.
the reality is, as much as I don't like getting into drag, getting to and from venues really stresses me out.
Yes.
And I kind of arrive and everyone expects you. Everyone except the other queens. Like the other queens, if they've been working long enough, they know everyone needs a little minute. Let her go into that corner.
Arrive and I
And
need to like have a drink, calm down, have a cigarette,
yeah,
get my laptop set up,
totally.
music, and I'm like, give me 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I just bit
totally.
time.
Whereas if you arrive some places, like say you're doing a straight gig, people are on you straight away. They want a photo and they want to interact. But they also want the experience that you will give them as part of the show of what an entertainment experience should be. Of like, oh, how are you? You're having a great night. But that's not who people are off stage. So, yeah, I want 10 minutes. And where was I going with this? This is why I'm really tempted to not do the Pride Parade this year in Dublin. It rained on me last year and I was wearing about maybe definitely more than 2,000 euros worth of drag, and it was raining on me. And
Big.
I'm in very expensive clothes. If these were my boy clothes, would I be in the rain? No. Is there a bigger picture here? Yes. So yes, I'm aware of that. But also, to get to the George Flow is like hell. And like, I have no issue taking photos, but in those scenarios when I'm really uncomfortable and I'm trying to get across the city and all the streets are closed, I just keep walking. Like, I don't stop. I just keep going.
Well, like right in Belfast last year, because of the traffic, and usually my mum and my sister come down with my niece and nephew. My niece loves it. She loves getting her own wig and the wig. Oh my God, she has to pick her own hair this year, all fucking AliExpress. I'm like, okay, let's get that sorted, girl. Get it styled, her outfit. She's got her tutus from fucking AliExpress. Oh my God, this girl's in it. She's fucking 8 and loves life. My nephew
Love.
as well. And then trying to get through the town last year to get, I had to run like fucking, I don't even know who, I was like some bitch in a film running along with high heels on, and then the train of the dress getting caught underneath the fucking high heels. The high heels then come off and I put on a flip flop, and then sure did I walked out of the front of the fucking flip flop. The foot was right out. I was literally like a fucking seller on, what do you call that street that sells the wig? Isn't that the M Street? No,
Moore Street.
I was
There's like
literally like one of those bad bitches at
stalls.
the parades on Moore Street. I literally, the feet were
Yeah.
out of the fucking sandals and I was running like a crazy bitch. And I was like, I hate this. How are we fixing this
Hey
next year?
there.
I don't like. And then people are like, Roxy. And I'm like, fuck off. I'm running
I
in the
know.
air. Like,
I think I'm still gonna do it. I'm gonna decide. But I swear, if I see one drop of rain, no, I'm not doing that again. Not stunning getting wet in expensive drag. But also, the year before that, I got almost second degree burns from being in the sun. So you just can't make me happy. However, petition, we need to start a petition. Get the drag queens a golf car to get them to and from the float and to and from the float to the venue that they're in on Pride Day. That's all we need. And I don't think that's asking for too much. I just want.
Need a golf cart to take around to transport you around the city, or some, or even a dedicated driver that's just there and is ready to move when you need to go. I'm like, can you be there?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Fully.
It's a bit, it's a busy day, and we were usually lucky with the Union Street and Kremlin float that it's all covered and you sort of wave out. But even when it's raining, it's still fucking miserable. You're just kind of like, I'm not getting out of this.
Miserable. Yeah,
It's wet,
miserable.
everything's draped in the rain, and then you look at, like, you know, some of those girls that do drag for Pride and you're like, she has been dipped. Oh no, I feel so bad for them. But
Yeah, but I did that once, so I don't feel bad because I walked the full parade once in heels in
oh,
drag, but that was the only year that I did the walking thing. After that, I think I was working.
God, I think I've never walked. I don't know how. I would be like, I need to be in a small flat sandal, like a Grecian shoe for this shit, because
Yeah.
fucking walk in this city.
No.
It's crazy. But yeah, when is Dublin Pride? It's coming up very shortly, isn't it?
It's June 28th. We're taking over Vicar Street once again. So it's like 1,600 queer people and friends. From 6 p.m. to like 2 a.m., we've got Jamelia because she's a superstar. We've got Dana Vickers with her.
With or without her knickers?
I mean, we'll go for either. She seems like a fucking riot. And we've got Bailey J. Mills. And then DJs and other acts are going to be announced soon as well. So, really looking forward to that.
Sounds fabulous. It's a Saturday. I'm sadly working here in Belfast, or I would be right down to party with you.
I mean, you need a mortgage to get a hotel in Dublin. That's the only thing. But other than that.
Oh my God. I was actually, would you believe, I spoke to Davina about coming down on a Thursday night doing the show. I was like, yes, no problem at all. Looked to get a hotel, and it was just, oh my God.
I know,
It
I
was impossible.
know.
And then I actually now
Yeah.
struggle with being an older girl. I cannot. I wanted to have a drink, but then getting the bus back to Belfast, you don't get into 5 in the morning, dot, 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 then straight back into Friday. And I'm like, I cannot do that. I need to stay over somewhere and then obviously travel back up the next day.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't making it wasn't, I was like out of pocket, out of pocket, out of pocket, because it was so expensive.
Yeah.
And
So
anywhere in, I was
expensive.
like, I could stay there. You'd be like, yeah, I think I'd be raped in my sleep in that dormitory room.
Yeah.
Not for
I
me.
know.
I
I
know I've
know. And I'm like, I'm
traveled.
not really a couch sleeper either. Like, I want my own bed and
You've traveled the
bathroom.
UK doing, like, dragged up and all the different things, and I'm sure your hotel room, you would not be staying in a fucking in a shared bedroom dormitory with some students. I'm
No. I got lucky. I don't know how, but I managed to always get my room on my own for those tours. But one of the guys who I used to tour with was staying with me at the weekend. He came over. And we really did get to do some amazing fun stuff at the absolute when all that Drag Race stuff was at its pinnacle,
at its peak.
like touring with Miss Cracker for I think it was like 3.5 weeks. She did something like 30 cities around the UK. I got to open for her. We had fun. We were traveling on a like Spice Girls tour bus type of vibe where everyone had their own bunk beds.
With Cracker to Belfast, didn't you? To Boombox with us?
Yeah,
That's
I
right. I
think
can
so.
remember
I
Dusty and I.
think actually she did. I can't remember what venue she did, to be honest. No, yeah, Limelight maybe. I
Limelight. She
think.
came, that may have been her second time, like her first time she came to Belfast. She was with me and Rusty, and I think you were up as well. Or you've been up a couple of times with other things. Fuck, losing memories of whatever that was, but I know what you mean. But literally traveling around, amazing. That's so good.
It was just a good time, and I feel like I don't know where drag is going. In general, but it was just such a fun time to get those to experience those things. Like we literally left, I'm gonna say either Helsinki or Stockholm, and we're on a tour bus traveling the whole way through Europe to get to Berlin for the next show. This was for a different show, and I got to see so many weird European, not weird, but like European countries.
Wait,
Just from out the window of our sitting room on the tour bus. And yeah, we lost girls at bus stations before when they'd stop to get petrol. We had the most insane experiences on those buses. People fighting, like drag queens fighting, drag queens
the
getting
thing
to know each other very
the
well.
Rangers told me some stories in those buses
Yeah.
where I think it was bag of chips, or I think it was Lord Cheney just shit in a bag and done. Oh my God.
Yeah.
think it's in one of the episodes of these podcasts. I think it's one with Blue that we've definitely talked about it. I'm like, I think that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she was always a good time. I don't know if we got to do as much as we could have because the pandemic hit so soon after their season. And she was just in the like height of all that. But the gigs that we did get to do, that where it was so nice to just see an Irish girl getting the appreciation and the platform of all that. And it was at the highest point at that point when she was getting it too. It was so enjoyable to get to see so many different people celebrating an Irish queen. And but on top of that, when you're around so many Americans or like, you know, like people from different places, there's something about the Irish and we can just connect and have the best crack and also gossip with just one eye look. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or be like, have you seen that? So she was so much fun. I bloody adore her.
There was so many that came to Belfast whenever Rusty and I hosted Bitch Please on Wednesdays at Boombox and or various nights as well. Like, oh my God, I remember Sharon Needles, someone gave her cocaine and then we had to hide from her and we had to try and get her out of the building because she was fucking crazy. Bianca Del Rio, fucking brilliant. Latrice Royale came two or three times, ended up, she had dinner with Rusty and I and we had just so much fun back at her house and played piano to us one night in the bar. Oh my God. The memories that I remember, I'm like, such fun times that were had. And I'm like,
such know. Fun. Such fun. I love that you said someone gave Sharon cocaine, like someone.
Someone. Like, I don't know who. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was herself. Who knows?
She gave it to herself. I don't know where she got it from. Someone gave it. Crazy. Oh my God. We actually did have to hide upstairs. Like, they were like, please hide because she wants to stay here all night. I'm like, yeah, let's not. Let's go.
Yeah.
She's, I'm sure you've met Alyssa, but she's just over the top. She's like, come on, girl. Work. She was pageant mistress after the show and directing the staff, like, clean the floor like this, honey, and getting to the whole. I'm a mad bitch, but I could sit here and watch her all night long with a drink.
I mean, as long as you're prepared for it to be a strong hour late, if not more, yes, you could.
Well, yeah, that also too is like, right, we start, she was going to start at like 12. No. She arrived, and all this down and everything. And, oh my God. And we were like, please hurry the fuck up. This is going on long. That is one of sometimes my biggest things is like when somebody is really fucking late. I know we're not, you say 7 o'clock, but drag queen time is slightly different. As it's, that includes, as we talk about, the 20-minute break or getting prepared. But then one, that's how it all works. But usually when somebody's sailing in at like 8 o'clock and be like, I just need to do, and I'm like, no.
I used to be a strong 45 minutes late for a lot of things, and now I'm like
5 minutes.
Yeah, now I'm like 10 minutes. I'm gonna say 10 minutes at the most, but that it's because of doing those shows in the UK so much and around the place that the promoter was like, this isn't the bar. Like, this is not the bar. We're advertising 8 p.m. And if the show's not over by, you know, half 10, I get a fine. And that is one good thing. He got me, you know, mostly on time, most of the time.
Yeah, no, it learned you because I've now became so such stickler for time. I'm like, right, taxi 6:30. I need to start getting ready. I take a good 3 hours to get ready because.
Do you?
What the fuck about? I'm real. Not even fuck about it. Just do my eyes. Right, okay. Then, and usually I'm always watching Drag Race. While it's doing it on a Saturday, so I'm like, right, I'll watch Drag Race, and then fuck about. Then the time, just seems to run away. I think from me at the end,
it does.
You're like, right, okay, I've got lips, face, green. Now I'm going to go to do tan. Like, I become Divina Divine color, and I'm usually the color of fucking paper. Love a tan and drag. I'm just all about the color. And then literally by the time you're getting ready in the heat, I don't know, why is it when it's warm,
tan is
faster, and you're going to fuck.
Yeah.
And then the fan in the room is not fanning enough. It's like a dead man's breath, and you're like, it's too fucking hot. And then
no, fully, it's run out. See, again, we hate getting dragged us. That's half the problem.
And in the middle of the summer, because at the time I leave the house, 6 o'clock, at the summertime, you look like fucking pervert in the wind.
Yeah,
it's dark. Nobody sees you. You can sneak out in your glamorous in the dark. It's terrible.
I hate walking the streets in drag in full light. I'm not gonna lie.
I love your Instagram stories. It was the other week. You were just like, that, you're like, excuse me, just walking up the street. This woman's face in the background is like, fuck. And you're like,
yeah. Well, sometimes I do those Instagram stories because it feels half a bit safer, if that makes sense, because your phone's recording. So, like, Sometimes it's not even to put up a piece of content. It's just because, oh God, I'm about to walk down this street. Am I going to be safe? And at least if it's recording, I feel like people are a little bit like less.
Yes, they think it's, oh, this is a social media thing, and they go, oh, we'll not interrupt. They're not going to be like, the fuck.
Yeah, or if they're going to say something, they have to think, oh, well, there's some video, so maybe I shouldn't say something.
Usually, like, I wish things were recorded because people say things like we're sometimes standing, have a cigarette at the side door of the bar, and young ones go past in one of those cars, and it's like, those like exhaust things, and they're like, faggot. And I'm just so fast, I'm like, your mom smells like fish so quick. I'm just like, I wish that was on record because I'm like, fuck you and your dead granny's arse. Like, anything. It's that far, and I don't know how, and the girls with me are like, how the fuck? I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm just ready to attack. Like,
How do you feel about the faggot word?
I don't really care. I use it quite a lot myself. I'm like, hello, faggot.
Me too.
I was
Yeah.
like, Rickley. I don't like the word queer. I don't know why. It is because I think it was gonna hang sort of around my age. It was like, oh, you fucking queer. It was something I was listening
Yeah.
to actually today, where people were going, it is now a word which has been reclaimed and we're loving it and stuff. But there's something about it. I'm like, I don't know. Queer makes it sound like you're a fucking weirdo. And I'm like,
Yeah,
no one's a
I
weirdo.
definitely had to reclaim it. Like, I feel okay about it now, but there was definitely a period where I was like, And I don't know, it's been used so many different ways. It's almost like an intellectual way of saying, the gay community as a whole.
It
But
reminds me of like, it sort of goes, there's so many different ways to think of it. You can think of it like queer as in like a slur, or you can go like queer as in weirdo, or you can think of like
yeah.
1920s, 1930s, 1940s, going queer as like, I'm very queer. We're not too sure what that is. Very queer. Like, so there's so many things. It's great. Look, see, this is a podcast of tangents. Like, we just go off topic.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about, yes, actually, yeah, here we're going back into what we were talking about. So I typed into Chat GPT, which I love to do sometimes. I was like, who is Victoria's Secret? And it told me that you're known for your towering persona. So like, you're
Okay.
very tall. Chat GPT said you're very tall. And you are running the long Ireland's longest running entertainment company, Dragged Up.
Yeah, a longest running entertainment company, full stop.
That, yeah, so it was like Ireland's longest running drag entertainment company.
Oh, yeah. Everyone else went bankrupt, though. That's the only reason why. They all just went bankrupt.
Everything else all fell to the wayside and still going. So
Yeah, it's so
how did
funny.
Dragged Up start? I can remember some of the first gigs. You were in Break for the Border, and in
Yeah.
what do you call it? We were talking about earlier on the dragon.
Yeah, so the reality of it is, the Dragon asked me to start a show every Saturday, which I did. And then we started to book a couple of drag race acts. And then there was rumors that the place was closing, except nobody would tell us that it was closing. And that was our income. So my friend worked in a place that was dealing with the accounts for the company. So I asked him to. I mean, this probably hasn't aged very well in terms of GDPR. I asked him to wink once or wink twice if it was going to close. So I got the heads up that when it was going to close. I actually knew what date it was going to close before they'd even announced. Which, by the
Nice.
way, this is a lesson to you all. If you ever need to solve a mystery, just ask a drag queen because they will find something out for you.
You always seem to know something or someone, or someone always knows something somewhere. It's great.
Totally. Totally. So I had went and had meetings with other venues to see could I rent them and keep doing like a once a month Dragged Up. And the Dragon closed on a Saturday. And 6 days later, I had my first Dragged Up event in another venue around the corner because I was ready for it.
Where was that first
And
venue? What was that called again?
it was Break for the Border. Now, the
Break
reality
for
is I've closed a lot of venues. Unfortunately, I've worked in a lot. Like, Dublin venues are very expensive. So, like, you're always trying to find a bit of a bargain. Break for the Border is gone. Andrew's Lane Theatre is gone. The Tivoli Theatre is gone. The Dragon is gone. And that's also a trend nationwide in definitely the South. We have a really shrinking venue issue, and nightclubs are almost disappearing, and
It's
young
kind of
people.
up here. A lot of young ones only go to one place, or they just go to straight venues, and then
Yeah.
find that are where I am at the moment. There's a lot of hen parties and things like that, so people don't want to come to it. But I am a real, when I'm hosting my show between 7 and 10 at night, I let people know, remember, you are in a gay venue, whether you be celebrating a hen party, some bitch's birthday, you're here with your mates, whoever the fuck you are, I don't care. Just remember you're in a gay bar and keep that shit together. Yeah. One wrong move, take him by the fucking neck. Some girl called me an overdramatic TRANNY. I took her by the fucking back of her neck and her by the scruff and threw her out the door. I was like, no, never, don't dare. This is a safe place. Yeah. That's what I always want. And people assume...
Well, you know what? Even if it wasn't in that space, nobody should be speaking like that. So fuck her anyway. But, you know...
Nightlife now, it's got, I don't know, like more of a struggle. Or you go out and there's not as many. Or you're like, what the fuck is going on? And it's like,
We're lucky. Our gay scene is quite small. So we're lucky in terms of the spaces that we have are pretty well supported. But like... I mean, as a whole, straight, gay, whatever, the nightclub industries are dying, like, in front of our eyes because people don't go out and support them. Yeah, and then, I mean, the gays are great for saying, well, we've no options, but then an option comes along and nobody supports it, so...
My God, that was literally my next thing to say to you. That was because, like, there's nowhere to go, everywhere's crap. Okay, well, I've seen this many, many, many of the queens in Belfast have put on independent nights. No ticket have sold and the event had to be cancelled. And it's like... different. The amount of you've no idea. It's because they're trying to keep a surprise for the night. The amount of things that these girls were planning that I heard about. I was meant to DJ. I was so excited at the music I had. But the amount of things these girls had planned, and you never bought enough tickets. It couldn't go ahead. That was just upsetting. I'm like, fucking hell! Like, go somewhere different. By God, oh my crazy. Like, and then, or even go for a while, and then go where you do. I don't know. Just break your usual.
Support it. Just fucking support it, because this is the thing. So, you know, everyone says, oh, well, we want another gay nightclub, or why isn't this, you know, nightclub getting a new look or like a fresh look? The reality is, when you're in a nightclub, you want to be able to drop a drink and not be overly, oh my god, I've wrecked this. Because as Irish people, we're kind of messy. We like drinking in lived-in spaces, which is exactly why so many places are being rebranded as old Irish pubs at the moment that actually didn't used to be Irish pubs. They used to be like a fancy place, and now it's a pretend cult.
That decor, where like we'll stick a bike on the wall and some fucking tires and some mismatched furniture that somebody's maybe shot on, but we'll get it in there. It's fine. That's the look. Somebody can fucking book on it.
No yeah. Problem. They want shabby chic. They want lived in. And then like you want another option. I'm sorry, but like also like businesses need to be able to like be sustainable. So I'm thrilled that you want another option, but are you going to support them all either? And I'm fascinated by gays my age who are like, you know, this is what would get me to go. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't go out. You don't go out. Like, we can't cater to people that don't go out.
I know there's so many people like, you see on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, I would love to see these familiar faces. But like, oh, that's too old for me. I'm like, I work 7 until 10. It's like, you can get a taxi at 10:30 and be home by 11 and in bed and wake up fresh as fuck the next day. Like, it's 100%. Early. I mean, you can go to early things. You can support different things. But my God, even once in a while, you don't have to... put yourself into the house and put yourself in the grave as soon as you hit a certain age. I'm like, get away out there and reclaim your time, reclaim your space.
Oh my God, yes.
I find that I always have this theory of like, people say, oh, the game is, there's full of straight people. Da, da, da. Well, a bar can't survive on good vibes and likes on Facebook. So obviously straight people come in. Well, give me that fucking money. Then it's like the animal kingdom. If you want to take somewhere over again, you'd be like animals. You come the fuck in and you stand your ground. Like, this is our fucking place. What's happening?
Boop, boop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind. Like, I don't have this same opinion about like, oh, straight people are coming in and taking over. And
oh no, this is, some people think this. I don't. I love it. I'm like, hey.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't at all. I just mean in general. I don't really get it. Like, surely the goal is that we can all party together. And like, you know, a lot of time those people are also looking for a safe space too. So
a lot of girls are like, we just like to come sometimes to gay bars because it is a safe space. You're not going to get fucking creeped on. And we're just kind of like, right, bitch, what's on? And I love them because they're so easy to take the piss out of. I'm like, let us stay to this. It's great. They are such easy fucking comedy targets. I'm like, come to me, bitch. So we had that. And then, of course, recently then, in the past while, you have been doing podcasts, Petty Little Things, which I actually enjoy. It's such a laugh. I've been listening for a while. Thanks. That's you and Davina Devine.
Thanks. Yeah. She and me started, I think, in I'm going to say December, December 2019. So we're doing it about 5 years now. And
Okay.
yeah, we kind of just started because we wanted it to do more output that didn't need us to be in drag. Since then, like, podcasts seem to become very about the visual, and like, that just doesn't massively appeal to us. I don't want any more reasons to get into drag. So for now, we're sticking to the audio only.
Same here. Same here, because
Yeah.
I ask guests to come on. I do not want a queen to have to come over. I record in my fucking drag room. I call it Hong Kong. Everything goes upwards. Everything is stacked high. Everything is fucking above, like the old fucking housing in Hong Kong. And I'm just like, welcome to Hong Kong. You cannot get in, bitch, two bitches in here and drag the heat, the everything. No. And I would just rather
Yeah.
we'll get comfortable. We'll just sit here, we'll talk shit out of drag and take a drink and have a laugh. Like we are doing right now
Yeah.
by video
Oh,
link.
fully. Fully. But it's honestly, we do it like once every 2 weeks. It's not too much pressure. We're about to take a little break so that we can just concentrate on Pride Month and
Absolutely.
talk shit more than anything else. Talk shit, and then the real shit is probably on our Patreon more than anything else, because that's where it really goes down. Unedited
Course, you have the
and do
future.
you know what's weird? This Patreon thing has been so interesting, because I don't normally trust gays with, like, the secrets and sometimes the unedited opinions. But weirdly, we seem to have cultivated this group through Patreon that I've never heard anything said back that
Yeah,
we've said or
people
shared.
they keep it, or they agree, or they're like, oh yeah, we like this. This we're paying for this secret, so we Victorian. I remember for so many years being like, Davina Divine, that's a woman, that's a woman. You know, when you first start drag, I was like, Jesus Christ. Years, like whenever I seen her out of drag, I was like, ah, and she's very much like ourselves. Well, I'm not getting into drag for any for the crack. Like this is for you don't want to be in it for fucking any longer than you have to be. But I
But
would.
also, can you imagine how it's been for me for over 20 years being beside her? She's so fucking pretty, and I'm like this monstrous clown beside her, but
I know that's how people feel when they're beside me. I'm so beautiful. Fucking taking the piss. I have some random questions as we come to the end of the old interview. So tell us what things that you dislike about. Well, no. We know what we dislike about drag. We like dislike about getting into drag. Things you also dislike about, maybe young queens coming up that maybe be doing. Is there anything that you're like, right, let's not. This is some of your advice, maybe things that you'd be like, or things you don't like. Whatever way.
All I want to see is them having fun, because I really think when we're having fun, the audience is having fun. And
Definitely.
if you're not having fun, how can you expect the audience to have fun? So I don't know what that is. Like, again, maybe it's expectations. I also want you to all realize that, like, expectations aren't real. Social media is not real. Your faves that you follow are showing you all the best bits, you know, that kind of way. And if you're trying to emulate that, then it might not be what you think it is.
100%. I agree that the things you see online is all the best bits of stuff. It's not everything else.
Totally.
I'll show everything. Like, I'm gorgeous. Look at that. But I fucking nearly lose the plot 10 minutes before. Like, fuck it, shit.
Totally. I've been trying to be more open and honest a bit more lately, because I've gotten so much out of other people who've been open and honest. So, like, I've done a fuckload of therapy in the last few months. And I went through a really rough spot, and that even comes back to my connection through, like, the spinning and going to the gym. And I'm trying to be honest about it, as opposed to, oh, look, sure, we can all work out. No, I went because I had really bad anxiety, and I was trying to
Yeah.
find a reason to shift that. So, but I also think we're all guilty of it. We all show, like, the best bits, for sure.
Absolutely. But we are going to take a very short break once again in the show just before the end, as it's doing its ting. But again, just a second, because we will touch on that again, because I've also been doing therapy counseling, which is absolutely fucking amazing. So I love that. But we will be back in just a second, and we'll speak to you all soon. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where I'm joined again by the biggest secret in the South. It's Victoria's Secret. And we want to know, does she like Northern Tato or Southern Tato? That's what we
Oh my God, don't even talk to me about Northern Tato.
want. What? I don't know the difference. I think crisps are just fucking crisps. I think I traveled to Dublin not
No.
long ago and was like, oh, there's that orange, there's that red Tato, right? He looks like there's something wrong with him, God love him.
I mean, Roxy, where's your taste level? Come on, it's Southern Tato or nothing. Actually, when I go over to the UK and see friends, there's certain things that they want. They want the Southern Tato, they want Jacob's Kimberly Mer or Kimberly
Oh,
biscuits.
yes,
What
those
else do
pink
they
packs.
want?
Yes.
Yeah. What else did I bring the last time? I think I brought some Brennan's bread. Yeah, oh, and some Dairy Gold as well, which honestly at this point now is practically its own currency. It's that expensive.
Oh my God. No, I. But I'm like, some people just want to try. I think I watched a video of Chinese people trying Northern Irish Tato and like prawn cocktail, bacon, salt and vinegar. And they're like, oh, very good. I was like, okay, look at them. Like, who the fuck took those over there? Like, I thought it was amazing. They were just trying.
But you have Greggs, so let's go with there firstly. Greggs, I'm so mad. Where's our Greggs in the South? Do you have
I
Taco Bell?
know, but it's on its way apparently. There was a news report today going Taco Bell on its way. That there's a
I'm
Chick-fil-A,
ready.
but apparently they don't like gays, so if you ate there, it'd be frowned upon. But dinner's dinner, so I don't give a fuck. I'll just go
Do
to
you have
the.
Popeyes?
Yes, there is one up here somewhere. I think Boucher. Everything goes to Boucher Road. It's like a big
Okay.
shopping thing. We have
You
Slim.
did have Mel made in Belfast. I'm so mad that that's not there anymore. God, the food was good there.
I'm heartbroken. Made in Belfast was phenomenal food. It. Oh my God,
So
you've
good.
unlocked a memory. They've done these frozen cocktails, three of them, and you were fucked up.
Oh.
Great. Oh my God, yes. I'm just trying to remember some things from whenever I used to come down to Dublin to see Bunny. It was when we spoke earlier on about Moore Street. That was something else that was really opened my eyes. That street, I was like, oh my God. But you're talking
Yeah.
like 10, 13 years ago. So it was mostly like the African and Jamaican girls, and they were just like this wig, and they opened a bag, and you're like, that looks like it's already been worn by somebody for a long time. And you're asking for
My
night.
favorite was going in and asking for like a blonde, and they would keep just showing me like jet black hair, and I'm like, no, I'm looking for platinum blonde. Like, but how about this one? I'm like, okay, I appreciate your hustle, but no.
Like at the time, blonde in those shops and lace. Oh my, not a chance. You had to go
No.
China or nothing.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh my God, you get a lace front in like 5 days, full human from fucking Shein. Sometimes not the best, but they're still quite good.
I've not been blessed with a head shape that's really meant for humans, so I've stayed away from it. I'm still a synthetic.
I have been very lucky that there is a wig stylist here in Belfast called Keith Wiggs. He is fantastic with human hair. Like I got one, and of course they're made for like like those pea head people from like
Yeah.
the wigs are made for those bitches. Well, he was able to make a bigger front for it that it then fitted my head, and it all. Oh, it's in one of my photographs. It's basically in most of my photographs. I've wore that fucker to death. And it's lovely and brown,
Boss.
waving, gorgeous. So I'm like, yes, he is the human hair queen, king, person. And
Go
it's
for
actually a wig
King.
getting styled right now. I'm like, get that back to its original format. Do you ever get a wig when the lace gets a little bit loose and becomes a little bit, I call it like baggy, like a loose arse?
Yeah.
It's a way of getting darts put into it. I'm like, oh, am I getting my head tightened?
I've been living in the same few wigs. I sent a lot of wigs over to Ellie Diamond, actually. She did a few restyles for me, and they look amazing. So I'm going to Manchester this weekend, and I am so excited to put on that fresh hair again, because Jesus, the wigs I've been walking around in, they're fit to take themselves out to the bin.
I've seen your wall of wigs in your work. I call it the workshop, or I would say, and it's that city centre, isn't it? Yeah,
Yeah, I'm literally just around the corner from the George. I can walk to the George in about a minute,
that is.
if even.
I would
Yeah.
love some of that, like a where it all stays, and you just get your base. I think that's fantastic because obviously I'm
It's
going to pass.
handy.
At the moment, I'm in a this room that I'm in is meant to be a bedroom, but it's starting, as I call it, Hong Kong. It's getting too small, and just having stuff. I've lost things. I don't know where they are, or they're so neatly organized away that you know where it is. Somebody go, can you find me
No.
a black colored dildo that vibrates? I'm like, yes, 2 seconds. There's just one in the back room. Like I don't know exactly
Yeah.
what it is.
The reason I ended up doing it in the end was because everything was getting damaged. So my wigs that were styled were getting crushed. So then what was the point in getting them styled? I could not find costumes that were broken to get them fixed. I could not find a costume full stop. So I was living in the same like few things. Yeah, and we just ca we're hoarders. We are hoarders because as soon as you get rid of something, you need it. So,
Like, I've seen that dressing room in the George before it got renovated. Like, I've seen that back room where the costumes are kept. Like, our everyone, Dolly stuff, Shirley's, Vale, your stuff. There's stuff there of yours, I think, as well, at the time. And Dolly, like, holy good fuck, this room of things. Jesus. And I've seen in Canary and Sparkles, the back room where it's like communal costumes. There's stuff that all the girls can wear. But I'm like, oh my God. Or anybody that comes to record here at my house, they come into my room and go, oh my God, look at all this. I'm like, yeah. Because it's just normal to me, I'm like, meh.
I've never seen the back of Sparkles, just the front, but like, did you say communal costumes?
So basically, there is like certain dresses, and maybe there's four of the same dress, and maybe big sort of flame diamond sequin girl holiday drag dresses, and obviously hopefully you fit it, and then the girls work away, and so it's like, we're doing Dream Girls tonight, and there's the four gold sparkly dresses. We all wear the gold sparkly dresses. I'm like, I love that.
I do love a matching dress group number moment.
Me
We
too.
don't do them as much anymore, but also like the idea of communal costumes fucking terrifies me. Like I'm gonna point this direction where my blue leotard is on the floor right now, waiting to go into the wash as soon as this is over because it'd be too noisy. And by God, the smell of that costume is only just it's not like we're not talking BO, we're just talking hard work here.
Yeah,
Sweat, that was
no,
it.
it's definitely not a BO smell. See, people went, oh, well, it's not a BO smell, not at all.
Yeah, it's not that. And
No,
also, sometimes it's because it's been in a bag after being warm as well.
and it's warm
And
and it's wet. Like, something I'd had the other night was just so wet. You'd think somebody fucked water over it. I was like, I've just been in this for 20 minutes.
yeah, but
Like,
the idea of a communal costume and me having to put it on after someone else,
No, I think
then
it's
taking it home for a wash.
once in a wee while, you know, every couple of weeks, like, oh, we'll do the red dresses. So it's not like after 5 minutes somebody else wears it.
Okay.
We wear it for the
Got
evening.
you.
It's left
Got
for.
you, got you.
I'm like, I love.
Fair.
I wish there was. I wish we had those things in like in the street where we were going, right, everybody, wear the gold dresses, or we're
Be
just sort
so
of like
handy, right?
everybody wear black. That's recently we opened
Yeah.
last Saturday with the Pussycat Dolls. The videos on
I
my
saw, it looked fabulous.
Reels, we put that together the other week. We're so proud. I loved it. So it's my brand new
Are you changing up your show, is it?
change, basically brand new name, a little more additions to the show, a little bit of extras. We call it Showgirls now on a Saturday. Showgirls. That's my holiday drag voice. Welcome to Showgirls on Saturday nights. Come in at 4 o'clock. Have your dinner. We've got Yorkshire puddings or nothing but veggie salad. I love it.
See, we don't have Yorkshire puddings either. Do you have Yorkshire puddings?
Yes, we've Iceland up here, and like Iceland where the mums get the.
Yeah, we don't have Iceland.
Oh my God, I need it. I wish I could. I wonder if I could send you like a frozen package down the road with Yorkshire puddings, all the fucking glam of Iceland tat.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'll work that out. I'm like, here's a carrot. Just when you have a booking somewhere, get me on some shit and we'll party the fuck out. But a guest in the north,
Love
she's a stand-up comic and a whore. I'm like,
that.
fucking the things I'd say, some people are like, oh my God. I'm like, I know, I'm cutting
Yeah,
the bone. I always say, if you're anybody's offended, fuck off.
I
But before we go, we were just before the break, we were talking about, you'd said you'd been so you were speaking to a counselor. I must say, it is it's really refreshing to hear to somebody that says, I am an advocate of saying straight away, I see a counselor every single week. It's fucking amazing. I come out of that shit, I could kick a door off its fucking handles and be like, let's go. It's great to get
yeah.
all things out. And it's great that to see there's so many people now that are just saying it open. Like, I go to counseling, it's fantastic. So, yes, big up, girl. Props. There's.
Yeah, fully. And like, to be honest, it took me a strong 4 months to really click with the counselor. So like, if anyone is listening and is thinking about it, it doesn't just happen overnight and maybe you feel different. I don't know, because I'm
No,
sure everyone's
I
like,
agree. Yeah, I agree.
yeah, you kind of just have to keep going. And then all of a sudden it kind of, it makes a little sense. And I have reduced how much I'm going to, but like, yeah, I fully needed to. That, and just I have a great doctor as well, who I literally like went through so much change and then booked in with my doctor on the Monday, and he was just like, hey, let's keep talking, and all has been great. Gave me a few lovely little Xanax, and that helped me just breathe for a start while I was like, working to I don't know what I was working towards. At that time, I didn't know what I was working towards.
Yeah,
But now that I'm like
you were just
the other
keeping going.
side of
You were keeping going. That was it. We just keep going.
yeah, fully. Because actually, breathing was an issue. And I know that sounds mental, but to take a deep breath and like hit your lower diaphragm, that wasn't possible for honestly months. And also, I think as well, everyone thinks I work like really hard and worked a lot. I, the last 7, 8 months, worked less than I ever have in my, how long am I working since? I don't know, since I'm 15. I took such a huge step back. I just did whatever I could, if that made sense. Because I was like, for the first time ever, I'm just going to concentrate on me. And a huge part of that was therapy and working out so that I could just
I
feel a bit
must actually
better.
agree that I've been going through the same sort of thing the past year, just doing not the bare minimum, but just what suits me and this is what I'm able to do. I think I'm coming through and I'm going, right, I'd like to pick up a lot more work. I want to get back into things again. I want to get busy. Such the name for the show, change name, a lot more to getting my head in and a lot more. Let's do numbers. Let's do this. Let's do mix.
Yeah.
Lots more to keep. Let's get things going. The only problem is we're doing so much work. I would love people to come and see it again. It reverts back to we want the guys to come and support. Please come and see.
Yeah.
But
100%.
I do agree. Sometimes going to a counselor, people have asked me, what do you talk about? You do not know until that minute you sit out. And they go, how are you? I'm like, I'm all right. And they go, are you? And then boom, you just start talking about fucking anything.
Yeah. I
And then
do make notes before going because there's always key things that I want to hit upon. So like I'll have
sometimes if
like
I
six or
know,
seven
let me
words.
take a couple of wee break. Recently, I had about a 3 or 4 week break because of Easter and different bits. And then I went back last week and was like, I have lots to say. But by the end, I was like, right, okay, we're back on track. Here we go.
Yeah.
We're ready. And I go again tomorrow. So obviously, the day we're recording this podcast is Tuesday. So I go every Wednesday. I love it. It's
Yeah.
fucking
It's
great.
good. You literally can float out of there. Once you get into a rhythm with someone, you can float out of there.
Really do.
And yeah, and the best part is they don't have to give you an opinion if they don't want it. They just have to. You could just unload and you leave
That's
it
it.
there and that's it. It's
Someone
done.
to chat to, have a word, and then be like, "I'm you're done." And it's every, I definitely, definitely, definitely would recommend it to anyone. And even if you're on the fence, or you're not too sure. You can literally go to, I say, as you've taken a while to shine to yours and mine. I'd seen one before, and it sort of worked. It didn't. And then I can then done one over the phone. That's not great. And then finally, the one I found right now.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal, and she deals a lot with LGBTQIA plus every people. She's fantastic, so she understands. So I was sort of like, right, okay, so I'm a drag queen. Then there's me. So whenever you do drag, you got your drag and all of this, and then obviously you got your own shit. And it's like, okay, let's unpack. And it's like she finds it more of a fucking project than anything. So I'm like, let's unpack all this shit.
Okay, I'm gonna touch on two things. One, I did over, Zoom during the pandemic, and I really was struggling to connect and like getting things like properly out of it until one day I was in Blackpool and we'd done a show the night before, and I was just so exhausted from pushing myself because when we reopened after the pandemic, like drag queens, entertainers, people who were involved in like working to create stuff that people could go to worked so hard for a year. There was non-stop work, and we were too afraid to say no to anything because we hadn't had the opportunity to work like that. So we overcommitted ourselves. We worked like absolute madzers, and
I
I
did
was
the
so
same thing.
tired. Yeah,
Same with
I was
you guys.
so tired. I had a great cry on Zoom, and she thought she had this big breakthrough with me. And it actually was, I was exhausted. And
That's how you feel.
the second thing was, and this is one of the like great things I got out of my counselor, I had immense guilt through feedback that drag was getting the best of me at times, and that like, after intense work moments, I could be quite quiet. And I almost forgot that you're allowed to work really hard for a moment, and then, it's not your real life, if that makes sense. And like, you don't have to make excuses for that. And she said, like, Philip, real name, she was like, I sit and talk with people all day. Do you think I go home? And like, I can go straight into interacting with people. Sometimes I need half an hour of just like chilling. That's allowed. And people should be able to understand that too. So,
100%. I
I
agree with
forgot
you
about that.
100%.
It's wild.
So much there that I literally was like, oh my God, that's the same as me. I take you take the work because you work so hard, you sometimes are like, oh, when something doesn't, like for example, say something doesn't go to plan. Like last Saturday was the first night of the new shows, name the new shows, everything. We've done our opening number phenomenal. Then the lights went. Do you ever get these things when you're doing a night's work and everything that could go wrong does because it's
Yeah.
that's Salt's Law? That shit happened. My songs were skipping. Only mine. The
It's
lights
wild.
fucked up. The heat was unbearable. The fucking, oh my fuck, everything. And I mentally was fucking frazzled. And God love the girls I work with. I was just like, and then everything started working again, and we're all good. But it was literally like I was so annoyed and upset, and was just like, I'm really annoyed. But then after like a day, I was like, right. It's not my, as you said, it's not your real life. It's just, it's on stage. And anybody that was watching the show probably didn't even notice.
Of
Because
course they didn't, because they don't know what it's supposed to look like.
they don't know what it's meant to be. Because you put so much work and effort into that, and that week running up, and we worked so hard, and it was like, blop. And also,
Yeah, that's also why I don't have friends. I don't really invite friends to shows or have them backstage because they're having a really good experience and a really fun time, but they don't understand that like it all is hinging upon your energy being the right energy to go out and provide that to those people. And if I'm trying to be that person to those people as well, I need to be able to not be that people. My friends are really good though. Also, actually, just to add to this, my friends don't give a fuck about drag, so that's quite helpful too.
they're like,
You
oh
know.
well.
You know, I stopped having people backstage when I'm like, you know, when it's me hosting, because I'm like, not fun. Like I need actually just want to like center myself, focus myself, which sounds so wanky, but again, it comes back to
No,
I
you.
want it to be fun on stage, and actually you need to save for the stage then.
You need to do your best. You want to do your best, and you don't want to be gathered up by other crap. Like a Saturday night, I actually got so annoyed, and then it was a starting day. Like, right, no, let's try and get back on focus. Let's get word. Where's the? I call it the Roxy energy. Where is it? And go back. I go boom, and I came
Yeah.
back literally. Like, I was like, I need to go. I need to go home. Fuck this shit. I am boom. I'm out. I'm out. I'm gone. And then it was like, no, we'll go back and do it. But at the end of the night, everybody were like, that was great. That was amazing. We loved it. But at the start, I was like, no.
Right.
No idea. It's like a fucking duck on water. That bitch is just swimming along casually, but underneath those legs are going like fucking shit.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Wild.
everybody sees drag as the fun that it is on stage, but the fucking work that goes on behind the scenes and the things we do during the week and getting ready for that. There's so much work, even to yourself as a promoter for Dragged Up. You're booking acts, you're getting things organized. Myself, I'm organizing girls for shows. I'm organizing openings, closings, da 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 da, or doing the mixes, doing everything.
Okay.
These music, holy good fuck.
And that's the sentence. It's doing everything. I mean, by the way, I don't want to like finish this podcast on the most miserable moany moment, but like,
Not at
you
all.
know,
I'm talking about our
bear in
feelings.
mind your local drag queens and your whatever drag queen, wherever they're going, all start doing like putting the look together, getting ready, thinking about what's happening throughout the night, promoting the night to make sure it happens. Whether they're in, you know, Dublin, Galway, Cork, Belfast, around the UK, across in Gran Canaria, wherever they are, they're all like doing a lot and they're trying to make it look like when they're on stage that it was really easy to be there.
That
And
and it's not.
it wasn't. It
It
wasn't. I'm telling you, it wasn't.
have you
So go support them.
as a promoter of drag nights and stuff and social media being the baddest bitch that it is. So say for example, a lot of people look at say you promoting an event, say Victoria's Secret on the girls and da 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 and it gets like four likes and you're like, oh my God. Oh, some people panic when they see it's not been liked, da da da. Have you any advice for people to think that way? Like, I used to think a lot, like, oh my God, it's only been liked by three people. I'm panicking. This is going to be, but I'm like, meh, that's not real life.
Yeah.
Fucking.
So in terms of social media, my background is in marketing in general. So I used to be a marketing manager for a theater. The algorithm continues to change. At the moment, if I want someone to see something, the most amount of people that will see it is if I do a create story on my Instagram and I throw a few words of text. That will increase my visibility by, I don't know, maybe like 300%. So that's kind of wild. So
Yeah,
there's a tip for you.
the algorithm is
If you're,
piggy bitch.
it tells us that they want reels, but I don't know if reels are really getting seen that much. I think people are so short attention span now that I think there's The shorter everything is, the better. So, like, I did a reel last week that was 8 seconds long, perfect. And it also it didn't involve you to be overthinking or need to think. Try and make everything so like people are don't have to think. And if you're posting anything with text on it, Instagram wants to hide it because they want your money for ads. So don't post something with text on it if you can avoid it. And then realistically, with social media, people are more interested in people who are being authentically themselves, and they're going to connect with you because of whatever reason that makes them feel like, oh, she's cool or he's cool. And I think
You
that's a
are
big
just a
part of it.
normal person, not a whole thing. No, that's.
So Roxy can get on an airplane in the morning and maybe do a gig in the evening, and that makes you very relatable because lots of people have two jobs and many identities. So I think that's good to share all of
And usually the good
that.
180, maybe the good 300 people I've taken during the day on their holidays do not even have a fucking clue who the hell I am and what I'm doing tonight. I'm like, these are my
And it's
people.
beautiful.
I love it. So yeah, just before we go, is there anything? So when we were speaking, anything coming up? We've got Dublin Pride. You've got Break for the Border with all those fantastic acts coming up as well, which is going to be fucking great. Where do we get tickets if we need to, if we are coming from the north to the south for Dublin Pride? Where do we?
Sure. Yes. If you're coming to Dublin Pride, absolutely come to our party on Vicar Street. It is a one-stop shop. You don't need two tickets. You just need the one. Loads of amazing acts, different things going on during the day. Sorry, during the evening. You can also leave for an hour and come back if you want to go get food. You can go do that. Tickets available on Ticketmaster.ie, and or .co.uk for all the others.
Yeah, for real.
And what's it called then? Coming up is next week. Is this going out tomorrow, did you say?
Yes, it will be out ASAP. So yes, next week then.
Next week it is the 10-year anniversary of Marriage Equality. There is a big show in the George. It's Sabine Devine's night. I feel like we all need to go out, make some noise about it, really celebrate the people that got it across the line, which is not actually the LGBTQ plus community. It's a huge part was the allies. So let's make some noise about that. I'm doing a performance in the George with my gym new family. We're bringing in bikes, and I'm gonna be performing on the bike, which is super fun.
I seen a reel or something recently. You were on the cycling bike, so I we're picturing you fit bitch on Thursday, the 22nd of May in the George then.
Yes, and then also coming up is we're doing some rhythm ride, which if you're not familiar, is like spin classes with a twist, and they're going to be in aid of I think the LGBT helpline, and it will be with me in drag. We're four classes available, and they're going to be announced I think tomorrow to book. And I'm also doing a workshop with Outhouse, which is the LGBTQ plus community center of sorts. It's like a pinnacle place in the city that people can come and connect. And it's going to be a makeup workshop. And I am not a makeup girly. However, I roped in Pixie Wu to do it with me because she is very talented at that. So there's some like community aspects that we're doing that are outside of things that are coming up. But there's so much. There's so many different ways to connect with Pride over the next month that aren't just about going to the pub and having a drink. So I'd
There's always
encourage everyone to go to DublinPride.ie and check it out.
loads of things over Pride season that it does not involve the bar. There is loads of stuff, and as you say, DublinPride.ie, have a nosy. But big shout out, of course, to Pixie Woo as well. She is a legend, fantastic. She thinks she started around the same sort of time as myself, or maybe a wee bit
That
earlier.
makes sense.
I think it was at the same time, and I can remember her coming at the same time, and we performed a couple of times and seen her. And we've performed a few times, I think, at the Ringmaster's Drag Race with myself and Electra and Sassy, and they were all there as well. It's a fun time. Been such oh man.
You mentioned Electra and Sassy. I love the Northern Ireland girls. There's a lot of fun girls up there. I haven't been up in a while, but I need to come up for a night out and watch some of the shows.
Absolutely. If you're ever off on a Saturday, come up and see me. 7 o'clock. We'll have a drink. You'll drink for free with me.
I
Magnificent.
mean, there's words to my absolute ears. There we go. Love
Love
it.
a freebie, don't worry. But Victoria's Secret, Dublin's number one secret. Thank you so much for coming on to the Laundry Room podcast. Your washing is ready. It's now been complete, and those pants are no longer available.
Thanks, Roxy.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much for coming on. And guys, thank you very much for listening. Make sure you go and check out Victoria online. She is available Instagram, Facebook, and singleswingers.ie under all of those usernames, Victoria's Secret Ireland. In the meantime, we'll speak to you all in the next episode of the Laundry Room Podcast. If you can't be good, don't be. And if you can't, well, that's boring. In the meantime, see you all again. God bless. Bye-bye.